Now, this may sound a bit far out, but I've just got to ask whether you think honesty has been delivered a knockout blow in this society of ours. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. In past years, we've been called a nation of sheep, a nation of strangers, but lately, some have felt that we're a nation of liars. Lying has become a way of life, it seems, and I don't mean just for fishermen, politicians, and used car salesmen. No, on a much broader scale, it seems that our best policy, honesty, has been canceled. How does it look from where you sit? Has our society delivered honesty a knockout blow? Do we care about it much anymore? Does it matter? And what does this say about the future? And could we get almost disgustingly personal and ask, do you consider yourself an honest person? But before we go any further, maybe we should ask what honesty is, anyhow. You know, it's not a very easy word to define, and particularly when the philosophers and wheeler dealers get involved, it's easy to wind up in semantic mumbo-jumbo. And yet, I suppose most of us really do have an idea of what we're talking about. Honesty is not lying, cheating, stealing. It's being truthful, trustworthy, and upright. It's refusing to deceive, keeping our agreements, doing what we say we'll do. It's making our words correspond with the facts. It's accuracy on expense accounts and income tax forms. It's refraining from driving through red lights with the explanation we thought they were yellow. And still, for all of that, an analysis of the health of honesty isn't very encouraging, and the prognosis for recovery is not very good. We've gone too far. We've lied too often and too easily. But I'd like to inquire at this point into the why of dishonesty. Why do we lie? Carl Sandburg saw five reasons why people lie. He says we lie because, one, we can't remember, or two, we can't resist making a story better, or three, we lie to be decent, or four, because we're caught in a pinch, or five, for personal gain. And other reasons for lying would include perhaps the fact that, well, the truth doesn't always particularly serve our needs at the moment, or because we feel no inherent need to tell the truth, or to make ourselves look better, to get attention, to flatter others. I mean, here's a guy who tells the group at the party how he really told the boss off at the work today when, in reality, the story he told was quite different from the real facts. But there are still other reasons found in the nature of our society itself. Today, things are so big and impersonal that, well, ripping off the telephone company or IBM or the government, it just doesn't seem so wrong and certainly doesn't provoke a feeling of moral infraction. But in spite of all of that, what if, just what if your nose grew 1 inch each time you lied? Oh my, would we be able to reach the end of it with a 10-foot pole? I'm Landon Saunders. Professor Hornstein of Columbia University says, these are troubled times, and everything suggests that others are not to be trusted. Now, even though he said that, and there is a lot of truth in it, I'd still like to reach out to you with a hand of trust, a hand that's trying to be honest and open to others, in spite of so much deception. Perhaps, just perhaps, we could correspond, maybe in truth. This is Heartbeat.